Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented into my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you for being amazing people and doing amazing things. You guys share the show, you subscribe, you give us amazing ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you haven't already hooked us up with an amazing review, if you're getting lots of value for the show, there is no charge. Just hook us up with a review. You buy my book on Amazon. You do all the cool stuff because you're amazing people. No matter what, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Get all the good stuff that we offer for free, for paid, everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Today, we are chatting with Dexter Haywood from 360 Cleaning Inc. They've been serving the Northern Colorado area with residential cleaning services for about a year. Dexter, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on, man. So what got you into the cleaning business?
I used to help my adopted dad, who has owned his company for 25 years. And I have a niche for it, and I enjoy it. You know, it's like a project. You go in and you leave with it final and it's done. And me and my wife have started our young family, and we're looking to do our own thing and have our own hours, be our own boss, I guess.
Beautiful. Love it. So you said you're adopted?
Yes. I have an adopted dad.
How old were you when you your dad adopted you?
I was actually fairly, I was about 19, 20.
Oh, nice.
So it wasn't, it wasn't too long ago. It's about 10 years ago. So, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah. We adopted our little guy at age 3 days. So anytime I hear of guys that have been adopted, I'm always like, ooh, how'd that turn out? So, cause my little guy's only 2 years old. So I'm always looking to hear the after stories. So, that's awesome, man. And congrats on starting a family of your own.
Oh, thank you.
So what's shaking in your world, man? What little pain in the butt thing can I help take off your plate, make your life easier, and help you grow this dang thing?
Our focus, I think, is advertising. We really haven't got the best results, so I don't know if maybe I'm not approaching it right or not putting the right things on our service flyers. We go to like grocery stores and we'll put a service flyer up or get on. Now social media is a big thing. So they have a buy, sell, trade web pages and stuff like that we advertise on, and just kind of, I don't think it's getting the attention for the effort we put in. So maybe we lack a piece of information or aren't hitting the right key points and stuff like that.
Okay. Let me rephrase, because I always want to start with what have you done? What's, what's worked and what's not? And what I hear you saying is what you've tried is mostly, I don't want to say unpaid, but kind of, I don't even say word of mouth, but like elbow grease stuff. Like you put your ad up in a place that's free to post, or, you tweeted or Facebook posted, or kind of use social media to kind of get the word out, but you haven't done any, I don't want to say official, I'm trying to think of the right word, paid advertising where you've, given advertise in a magazine, pay-per-click. Is that a fair characterization or am I missing a piece?
No, that's pretty fair. We haven't spent any money on advertising as of yet.
Okay. So that's a big pet peeve of I'm not going to beat you up, but I want to make sure we talk about that for a second, because so many people proudly say, we don't spend any money on advertising. We've grown 100% on word of mouth and referral. I'll go, great. What are your goals? Are you hitting your goals? Well, no, we've only grown, 30% over the last 5 years total. Like we're stagnant. One of my favorite ways to get clients is word of mouth. So please don't hear me saying word of mouth sucks. Do hear me saying, I would rather, instead of, asking people to refer me and hoping and betting my entire business on the fact that they will refer me, I would rather just give someone money that I know will bring me business. So you see that. So people get afraid of paid advertising. They get really, you know, almost proud. Like, I don't spend any money advertising, which is great if you're growing at the rate that you want. But most of the time, they're either not growing at the rate that they want, or they're not, they can't control it, right? Sometimes we're really busy and sometimes we're really slow and I can't really modulate, right? Yep. Is that kind of ringing true with where you're at?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with unpaid advertising. So I don't hate it. I just hate it as that's my only thing, right? Like, even if it's, no matter what, paid or unpaid, I don't like one being the only thing. Like, what do? Facebook. All we do is Facebook ads. We crush it with Facebook ads. We make a ton of money. Every Facebook ad we put out brings us back a ton of money. Great. Fantastic. What else do you do? Nothing. Just Facebook ads. Okay. So when Facebook stops working, raises their prices, changes their algorithm, someone else comes in and spends more money, you're out of business. Oh, I never thought of it that way. Well, that's where we're at. So so that said, we want to have lots of different kinds of advertising, not just one way. And I prefer paid advertising because it's scalable, right? Referrals are great. They're going to be your best, ideally, if you've got good referrers, they're going to be your best customers. They don't cost you anything. But what if you want to get 20 customers this month? Can you get 20 referrals? Maybe, probably not. What about if you want to get 20 every month? That's almost impossible. Whereas with paid, you can scale it, right? Facebook or a magazine or direct mail or whatever. And we're going to talk about some more specifics like, okay, where do I advertise? But paid, you can get 20 leads or 20 customers every month, right? Sometimes, you know, some months might be better than others, but it's not, you can modulate it, right? Oh my gosh, we're really busy. I don't need a lot of customers as much now. I'm going to take out my magazine ad this month, or slow down my first Facebook advertising, or send out less direct mail. You know, there's a lot of things you can do to modulate. Whereas with the unpaid stuff, it's a lot harder to just kind of turn it off and on. So all that to say, when you know how to advertise, don't be afraid to pay. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So focus not on how much it costs, focus on your return on investment. It's always my least favorite thing when I've got an ad guy trying to sell me stuff. He's like, what's your budget? I'm like, my budget's infinite if you do your job, right? If a client is worth $500 and I can acquire them with you for $200, I can spend all the, how many ads can you run, my friend? Like, my budget is infinite. So we want to have infinite budget stuff, right? We want to have stuff that's making money. So I'm not saying don't hold your ads accountable and just willy-nilly spend money. I am saying know what a customer value is and be willing to spend money to get customers. I'd rather be able to get an infinite amount of customers at $100 a piece than 4 customers a month for free. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. And also look at lifetime value. So if you are, most of the people listening do residential or commercial and they do recurring customers. So obviously there's move in, move out, there's construction cleanup. There's certain things that aren't recurring. So I wouldn't spend any money advertising on those because you can't make any money at it. But if you're doing a recurring residential or commercial, consider lifetime value. So let's just say you're residential and your average client is every other week and they're $250, right? Maybe you're a little higher, maybe a little, just say $250 and say the average client stays for 3 years. Well, that's $7,500, right? And you might say, well, gosh, I can't pay, you know, $7,000 now to get $7,500 over the next 3 years. So you might say, well, I'm only going to count the first year. Okay. Well, the first year, you're off of $2,500, you'll get $3,000. And of that $3,000, you know, you're probably going to pay give or take half to a cleaner. So you might say, well, shoot, if I can just keep him for a year, this client that I get for 1 year is worth $1,500 to me, right? $3,000 total revenue. And I got to get $1,500 a cleaner. That's $1,500 in gross revenue. So if it costs you $1,500 to get that client, that's no good. That's a break even deal. We can't do that. But if you have to spend $100 to get that client, do that all day, right? Buy as many of those as you can. So just make sure when you're looking at clients, you don't look at just the initial cost, you look at the lifetime value. Are you with me on every? I'm kind of going way backwards, but so far, does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Okay. The final thing, now let's finally talk, answer the question you asked, which is like, well, great, where do I advertise? That has to do with your customer. Where do they go for advertising, right? We need, there's three things we need to match. And I got this from Dan Kennedy, who's one of the great direct response marketers of our time. He talked about market, message, media, match. So your market goes certain places to solve their problems. If it's a 36-year-old woman, she probably goes to Instagram. If it's a 54-year-old professional, he probably goes to LinkedIn. Different, you know, some people read the mail. Some people are offline. Some people are online. Some people would respond to texts. Others emails. Some knocking on their door, right? So there is no such thing as the perfect advertising where you'd all do it, right? They all have their kind of different strengths and weaknesses, but really we have to go where our customers go. So that's why having a niche is helpful. Because if I advertise where, you know, I know my niche is owners of cleaning companies and you guys love to solve your problems on YouTube. So guess what? I have a YouTube channel and I've got so many customers and I'm so lazy. I have not paid for advertising, but not because it wouldn't work, because I'm lazy and I've got plenty of customers. But so again, does that mean that if you're selling to typically if you're residential, oftentimes it's dual income families where the mother makes the cleaning, the decision for the household in terms of cleaning. Well, does she go to YouTube? I don't know. That's what you need to find out. So you want to make sure you're matching your media to your market. Does that make sense?
So okay,
where I go to advertise may or may not work for where you go, because my customer is different than your customer. So you got to go where your customer is, not where the Facebook ad guy tells you to go, because he's going to tell you Facebook. And Facebook's great, but you got to make sure you're not listening to the ad guy. You're listening to your customer in terms of, you know, so ask your favorite three or four customers, how did you find me? And if I quit, where would you go to replace me? Right. And then that's probably a pretty good indicator of where you should start advertising. All right. Once you've got that right, there's one more component where it's still not going to work. The good news is if you get all these right, it will work just about 100% of the time. And that is message. Right. If you go to again, we'll use residential. And let's say that you found they are on Facebook, and I'll give you a hint. Everybody's on Facebook. So you don't want to just use Facebook, but Facebook's is a good start because there's a billion users on that thing. So your customer is probably on Facebook. That said, you've got to get the right message, and you've got to match your message not only to your audience, but to the media. So if you're doing, let's say you just, because everyone understands it and they're easy to compare, let's compare Google AdWords with Facebook ads. Does that make sense? Everyone understands we can give Google or Facebook money and they'll show our ad to people on their site. So far, so good?
Yep.
Okay. So we've got to first match the message of that ad to your user. So again, if your user is a working mom, she's probably not going to care. And again, I'm being a little sexist, but you have to know your customer. She may not be a football fan, right? So maybe an NFL or football themed message would not work, but she probably has kids. Most of the time they have kids and oftentimes pets. So your message, you know, as you're speaking to this person, you want to know, I'm speaking to someone who's typically, you know, at least 35, maybe up to 55. Generally, 22-year-old girl women aren't buying cleaning services. And just know what words, colors, word patterns, pictures that they're going to be attracted to. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool. And then the last thing is we've got to match the media. So if I'm on Google, I know that my person has found this ad probably by searching best house cleaner in Greeley, Colorado, right? Or you know, house cleaner or cheapest house cleaner, favorite, whatever, recommended, you know, highest rated. These are some of the terms they're going to search. So your ad is going to match that media, right? They're looking to solve that problem. So you might be a little more direct in your Google ad and saying, hey, if you're looking to get your house clean, we can help you. Click here for a free estimate or something where it's a little quicker. If they're on Facebook, they're not Googling, or I shouldn't say Googling, they're on Facebook. They're looking for pictures of their kids or their grandkids or their cats or funny memes or, you know, political commentary or whatever it is they're looking for. They're not thinking about cleaning. So you have to get their attention. So you might have more of an attention grabbing headline of that's going to, you know, do you want more time with your kids? Ooh, well, that's something interesting. And then obviously, as a owner of a cleaning company, that's one of the problems that we solve for people is they get to spend time with their kids as opposed to cleaning. So you have to understand A, who your market is, B, what media they use to solve the problem that you solve, or, you know, where they go to find solutions for the problem that you solve. And then C, you have to match your message both to the person and to the media, right? Facebook, people are kind of in a fun mood, and you have to kind of get their attention before you can start, I don't want to say selling to them, but start talking about the offer that you have. On Google, they probably searched for house cleaner, and you can get to solving their problem a little quicker. So you need to match the market to the media to the message. If you get one of those wrong, you won't have good results. There is no magic. Oh, if you're a face, if you're a cleaner, just do direct mail and it works every time. It works if you put the right message in front of the right market using that media. But if you don't, it won't work. So those are kind of the keys. If you get the right message, and the way to get the right message is to know your customer better than anyone else, have a good niche, put it in the right media. The right media is wherever your customer goes to solve the problem that you solve. And then, you know, put it, so basically get the right message in front of the right market using the right media. So big concepts, but that's a big view of how you can make advertising work just about every time. Questions, comments, rude remarks?
No, that was good. Sorry, I'm taking notes as we're going on.
I've got good news for you. This is being recorded, so you can play it back later and get all the notes you want, my friend.
Perfect. No. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, why I'm here, brand new into the industry and whatnot. And so it's basically just gathering the information and learning, because I never have heard that before. So that's awesome, and I appreciate you sharing it.
That's one of the frustrating things, and part of it, because I've had a car dealership and a construction company and a bunch of different stuff. And part of the reason I chose to serve, and I also had a commercial cleaning company, part of the reason I chose to serve owners of cleaning companies is I sold my company back in 99, somewhere in there. And I came back 20 years later, and this industry has moved forward like 0 inches. It's stuck back in like early 2000. And that really bummed me out. So it's frustrating that I hear people that are like, yeah, I've never heard this before. And it's like, this is important, right? And obviously your ad guy is not going to tell you this. Your ad guy is going to say, just give me a bunch of money and don't worry about it. Without tooting my own horn too much, if you really are interested in this, not just you, but Cleaning Nation, the Clean Profit Method, that is my 20 years of experience boiled down into 9 steps. You can get it for $47 at Grow My Cleaning Company or cleanprofitmethod.com. It is all in there. We talk about how to do this in depth. There are 30 frameworks where we actually have you fill out the sheets. And because again, there's only so much we can do on this 20-minute podcast and on the videos. We actually kind of show you exactly how to do it with frameworks, so you get all this stuff right. So I would highly, highly recommend you spend money on that before you spend money on advertising. And then there's a small Facebook group, and there's all sorts of good stuff. So that's that. All right, enough of me talking. Dexter, I would like to turn the tables, ask you a couple questions, and give you the chance to share some of your expertise and what you've learned over your year in the cleaning business with Cleaning Nation. Sound good?
Perfect.
Cool. Question number one, I'm going to give you 3 best piece of advice you've ever received. Personal, professional, just overall best piece of advice you've ever gotten.
I would say, pretty much don't focus on what you did wrong. Take that as a learning lesson and move forward to make your next client a better one.
Good feedback. Hard to argue with that. Love that. All right. Next question. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from each other?
Biggest mistake, not coming prepared for a job. The size of the job was really big, and it was through a mutual friend. So I guess to tie that in, that would be communication. Make sure you know what you're coming into.
You are not alone, my friend. I having coached hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, I promise you, you are not alone. So thank you for sharing that. And that's good advice. Hopefully we can save somebody else from going through the brain damage that you went through. Last question. What's one simple, easy thing Cleaning Nation could put into practice right away? It doesn't have to be a big deal, just something easy to implement that will improve their lives or their business even a little bit.
Listen to your fellow cleaners. There's so many public groups on Facebook, and you know, we go there to ask questions, and I've done it before. Most people, they'll ask a question, they'll get comments, but then you got people in there basically going against each other. Figure out what the right way for you is, what works for you, and follow it.
Good feedback. And as most of you know, we do have a Facebook group, growmycleaningcompany.com. It's on Facebook. Free to join. You just have to be an owner of a cleaning company. Over 3,000 members. If you are looking for a community, that's a great place to start. All right, Dexter, I really appreciate having you on the show. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Dexter's show notes page and the special video and content I made just for you just now, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.